Barry Manilow song? I don't know.
Oh, geez. Frequency is just a bad, bad, bad homosexual. Do you hear that? No? I was having a big fatty moment. Do you hear that? No? It was my kitty scratching in his litter box. Swear to God. It's exactly what it was. He waits till I do my show to do these crazy fucking little things.
It ain't crazy. I'm trying to cover my business here, so shut the fuck up.
And now he's giving me lip. What the hell? The kitty is giving me lip.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was having a Big Fatty moment. Do you hear that?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2932. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Thursday, the 18th. Of April. No, Big Fatty, you're off. It's the 25th. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, it's already off the rails. Big Fatty, that is not a word. It is today. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're thirders today. You know why? Y'all, we're a third of the way to grandma. Y'all, can you believe it has been 4 months already? And in 8 more months, it'll be grandma. Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know. But it's going and going quick. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, Hat M will be so excited you're playing the extended version of this. Well, normally he would be, but he unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, all the smart number one fans do. Today, the 25th of April. Big Fatty, I thought you said it was the 18th. No, I fucked it up. Oh, yeah, that's right. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a double exiting. It's true, y'all, because, in addition to these celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's ANZAC Day, A-N-Z-A-C. In the future in Australia and New Zealand, so maybe Arthur will put out a little show with Scotty. Big Fatty, I wouldn't count on it. But anyway, y'all, we have two important celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, they are twins. Big Fatty! And y'all, it is the former host of what was the little show called? It was a tech writer. Musings of a Tech Writer. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's that Mark in Calendar. Oh, Big Fatty, but he's not in Calendar anymore. No, he's not in Calendar anymore. He's where's Mark? Mark's in like Seattle or someplace like that. Yes, somewhere. And then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's his twin brother, Matt. It's a Midwest Matt. Big Fatty, you gonna do your impression of him? Midwest Matt. Big Fatty. And y'all, he's in the Midwest. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've had the pleasure of meeting both of them. Y'all, in fact, I sat at the table with both of them at the what's the name of the place in Las Vegas where we used to do the dinners? It had the Fireside Lounge. It was I can't remember, but anyway, y'all just two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Musing Mark or Midwest Matt on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since they are twins, does that mean that they both get their own kick? Oh, I feel quite certain, since they don't live anywhere near each other. Oh, that's right. Have a big old pizza kick. Y'all, I am pleased to tell you that the Hat Arena is indeed out of the hospital, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And y'all, she is back at her assisted living facility. Y'all, there was a photograph sent of her sitting on the couch in her little apartment there. And y'all, she seemed alert and happy. Which, you know, good things. We have hired nurses to come and be with her from 9 p.m. in the evening to 9 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, the report Tuesday night is that she was restless. And got up several times. And, y'all, that's expected. She's even when she was there all the time, she would be restless. And, y'all, I think part of it is because she's sleeping so much. And she just wakes up and, you know, her mind starts to race and all that kind of stuff. And evidently not a bad night from what I heard. And y'all, we're looking into other options for during the day. You know, there's a full staff there during the day. We have upped her level of care so that they'll be checking on her on a more regular basis. And y'all, then we're looking at other options as well. But I just wanted to give you an update and let you know that as of right now, things are actually kind of, y'all, north. All of this brings a new definition to the word normal, but y'all, it's the new normal right now is okay. Yes, Big Fatty. I said, y'all, I've been told by Sam in the Hinterlands that she really appreciates the happy music. And I know that there are others, y'all. And I just want to take a moment here before I get into telling you about my day, because I feel terrible that I didn't mention it yesterday. And y'all, it just slipped my mind. Big Fatty, what else is new? But y'all, you know, the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, and his husband, Craig, you know, they were at the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans this past year. And I think they're coming back this year. Over the weekend, they had to put their puppy dog and Her name was Wendy. Big Fatty, kind of like Wendy Carmichael. No, that's Betsy Carmichael. Wendy Cameron. They had to put Wendy down. That she had reached the end of her comfortable life. And y'all, it says a whole lot when you have to make difficult decisions like that, but you for selfish reasons you don't want to do it, but for humane and truly the reasons from the heart, you just have to make these decisions so that they don't suffer. And y'all, that's the thing with my mother also, and not we're not putting her down or anything like that, but y'all, the nice thing is that she is not suffering. And she's not scared or anything like that. But anyway, y'all, if you see Bill in St. Louis, on the Twitter or the Facebook, just send him a hug and tell him you're thinking about him. Yes, Big Fatty, we will indeed. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, I went for my afternoon, nipple walk and came back and had some of that turkey that I had cooked. Y'all, it was quite good. And I had some frozen vegetables with that. Y'all, it was a nice supper. It was a nice supper. And y'all, I sat down. And y'all, have you been watching the Jeopardy? They have got a guy on there. He's been on there. He's been the champion for 14 days. And y'all, yesterday, he won. His 14-day total took him above $1 million. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Y'all, he holds all five of the top five single-day money amounts won by in one day. And y'all, most of them are over $100,000. Be ready. And y'all, it's just exciting to watch. The only bad thing is I feel sorry for these folks that, you know, went through the testing process and had to wait and finally got scheduled and chosen for the game. And y'all, then they come on and they have to play against him. And I mean, I feel for him, but also I think it would be kind of exciting to be in that atmosphere also. So just stimulating. Be ready. We don't need to hear anything more about stimulating. Well, y'all, speaking of stimulating.
Mystery Date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Squeaky gentleman caller, you go right at it. You have been dormant, Benny. And I gotta talk. Okay, I know. I was on the dating apps, and all of a sudden, Herbert, I'd like to try out your special chair. And y'all, this is somebody brand new, 32 years old. And I said, well, okay. And y'all, he was just looking for to try out the special chair and some bobo honking, beep, Eddie. And so y'all, he came over and. Y'all, he never participated on a special chair, enjoyed it. And y'all, the bobos were honked, and on his way out the door, he said, "I sure would like to come back sometime." I said, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all, who knows, maybe another pony in the stable, be Fanny. And then I hadn't heard from one of my semi-regular gentleman callers that had contacted me earlier in the afternoon. So y'all, I went on to bed, and sure enough, about 5 minutes after I got in the bed, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, it was indeed my a semi-regular gentleman caller, and y'all, he had to go to a business dinner, and he got over here about 11:15, I guess, and stayed till about 11:45, and y'all, it was just lovely. And needless to say, Big Fatty slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty Whitman Tinker locked out. And so y'all, I got up on a Wednesday morning, had my coffee, you know, black coffee, and y'all, I got my share and everything, and y'all, then I was off to the doctor. Y'all, he was very pleased. I had lost 5 pounds since the last time I had been to visit him. And he was very pleased with everything. And y'all, after that, they did a little blood work. And y'all, after that, I met Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, for lunch. Y'all, Big Fatty had a grilled chicken Caesar salad. And y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that, Gary? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it! On hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I needed some toothpaste, and y'all, there was a coupon on it, so I picked up a tube of toothpaste. Y'all, they had the chicken wings on sale, 20 wings on sale. So y'all, I got the ones without the breading this time, just to be different. Y'all, I picked me up another pint of half and half. Y'all, they had pineapple and strawberry cut up fruit on sale, so I got a little thing of that. Have you ever had these Belvita cookeries? They were on sale. They're pretty good. Y'all, I got a half a dozen of the good eggs. Y'all, the good coffee was on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got two that are ground and two that are beans. I'm going to take the ground over to Hatlanta next time I go over. I got me some deep dish pie shells. I'm going to make some more quiches. Then they had some mushroom ravioli. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. Premium LEQT. I don't know what that is. Dear Gussie. What is premium LEQT? I don't know. Y'all, I got some more frozen vegetables. Y'all, they have the good Asian salad on sale also. So I got that. And y'all, I needed a new sponge and some new comment, so I got that. Y'all, spent $54.83, but I saved $31.95. Yes, Big Fatty, and we're out of time. Y'all, I remember the LEQT is some new ice cream they had. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, it was Frequency. Frequency, what you got?
I was having a Big Fatty moment. Do you hear that?
Oh, did you fuck your show up, too? Happy 100 shows.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.